The following tape is a recorded interview of Arthur B. Weiss, a Centennial farm owner in Saginaw, Michigan, recorded on June 19, 1973.
When was the farm established?
In 1851. It was my grandfather's first farm here.
You want to ask what the taxes was to?
It was the taxes? His first taxes was $1.50. His first tax receipt. We have all the tax receipts but one. Last year, our school tax alone was $650, so you see the difference.
And how much land did your grandfather
have? He had 20 acres. We asked him how come he didn't buy more, but he says that was a lot. 20 acres at that time, that's all the money he had, too. He had to borrow the money to do that.
And where did your grandfather come from? Germany?
Well, he come from Germany. What part, I don't know. I haven't the slightest idea. Of course, the dead days when he was still alive, us kids didn't pay much attention to that kind of stuff, but now we should know.
Didn't you tell me once before that your grandfather had an uncle or a brother over here?
Yeah, a brother. He had his farm from, I think it was Oak Street, where Bethlehem School is, from Oak Street to Hermansaw, the railroad track down to Eddy Street. That was his, that where White Street was named after my grandfather's brother. And Mr. Dindorfer across the road where Bethlehem Lutheran School is, the new one, Grandpa Dindorfer had that, and he was the first one in this area that had a yoke of oxen. So he went out and he plowed for all the different. And my grandfather, he told us that he chopped down the nicest oak trees just in order to plant corn and potatoes. They pile them up and burn them, which is now is the premium for good oak.
Mm-hmm. What was your grandfather's name?
What was his name? Adam? Adam Weiss.
Did your grandfather intend to farm this land when he first came here from Germany?
Well, he had chopped trees down. It was all wooded. And it was all woods. So, and another thing, as being a centennial farm, we are the third generation living here, not the same house, different house. But all three of my grandfather, my folks, and wife and I, we both all celebrated our 50th wedding anniversary at this place here, which is very seldom anybody could accomplish something like that.
No, not that anyway. Was your father a farmer here?
Yep. He farmed this, and he had another farm from Barnett Road up to Bay Road, just north of the, what's that, Starlight Bowling Alley? Stardust Bowling Alley. He had farmed there. And he did own another piece of property up on McCarty Road between Mackinac and Bay Road. But he sold that, so that's what he... Yeah, that's all he ever did. He was farming.
Do you remember anything that your father told you, I mean, about this area when he was young?
When he was young? Uh-huh. He used to play with Indians. Used to be Indians living over here across from Barney's shop.
There was
Indians there. When he was a lad, he used to play with Indians. And just recently, last week was it, hoeing in our garden here, I touched something with a hoe, it was kind of hard object, and I turned it over. It was an Indian arrowhead I found in our garden here. And across the road from here, there was Indian burial ground. We dug up two, because more or less like a gravel hill, and we used to bring this gravel over, put it back in the barn after we cleaned up the backyard, and then we'd fill it up. And we run into two Indians, because we know they were Indians because they had their spears and arrowheads all alongside of their skull. And our neighbors across the road, that would be Carlton Township, they dug up one, course, they reburied them. We did ours too, all with the exception of one. There was a fellow here in town here. He was quite interested in Indian stuff, so he's got the skull.
Didn't you say there was some sort of trail that ran through here?
This here, Hermosol, was an old Indian trail. That's why it was so crooked.
Oh.
The Indians followed all the sand hills. And this is the only sand hill we got where the house sits here. But it started there, Clark Street, up from there on, I don't know. But it was so, all where the sand hills were, that's where the Indians always went around. This was a regular old Indian trail. And Hermannsau is, well, it's a German word, Hermannsaue. Aue in English is a meadow. And the way we were told, there's a fellow over southwest from here, his name was Hermann, and he owned some of this property here, and they call it Hermannsaue. Was Hermann's meadow. That's the way we were raised. They explained where Hermannsau got its name from. Of course, now they call it Hermannsau, whichever. But it's Hermann's meadow.
Is there anything you remember, I mean, when you were a boy, the type of things when you were growing up, like, you know, 8, 10, 12 years old,
well,
around here, and it's changed quite a bit?
When we, school time, after school, the summer, we only had, we had school up to 3rd of July, and we went back again the middle of August. We only had 6 weeks vacation. That's all we had, regardless of heat. We had no, there was no no air conditioning either. So when we come home from school, we changed clothes. We had chores to do. Pasture land we didn't have at home. We always had it back on the other farm because we had part of a woods on there. So us kids had to go back, walk back there and get the cows, bring them home around Hermosol, McCarty Road, Hermosol. And then, of course, we had wood boxes to fill. There was no gas, no oil. Well, later on we had kerosene oil, stove, but that was just for summertime. And, of course, you had things to clean out, stables to clean out. But now that is all taken away with. And as far as prices are concerned, I think my dad got as much for a bushel of wheat as we have been getting today. And didn't have the expenses. Didn't have no fertilizer. You had your dairy cattle. That manure was hauled out, plowed down. Your wheat was put on there, and then from there it was rotated. If you want extra fertilizer, you sowed red clover. And after it was up a certain height, then you plowed that down. That's what they call green manure. And you improved your ground that way.
But didn't you say it used to be a racetrack over towards, or?
Hmm?
Wasn't there a racetrack?
Racetrack, yeah. That racetrack run from over here, Bond Street, west of Bond, and north of State. It run, I think it almost come over here as far as White Street. But when they had races, of course, there was no houses to it. And we used to crawl up the top of our barn roof. We'd watch the races. We could watch coming around the back circle there. You know, there was a streetcar run up as far as Tennessee to, it stopped there on corner State and Bond Street. Tennessee, it's called Tennessee Streetcar. Well, they had quite a, and also on 4th of July, they used to use that, the east side and west side fire department, they had horses, of course horses them did, and they used to run races, see which one had the fastest team, you know, to go around that racetrack. That was celebration of 4th of July. And there was a saloon right on the corner, a fellow by the name of Meyer, Gus Meyer. Well, he made a haul there when they had races.